Coming up on the FSR Sark Fighter podcast, Walgreens steps up big time.
And we really just jumped at the chance. It really aligns with our mission at Walgreens to really help people lead more joyful lives through better health.
The pharmacy giant taps FSR to be the recipient of a big fundraiser in the southern United States.
And it was really amazing just how many of our own team members and customers that were just shopping in our store, you know, spoke up and said, this is fantastic. I can't believe Walgreens is supporting this. You know, I have a family member or a friend who lives with sarcoidosis.
How it works and how we got there. Coming up on the FSR Sark Fighter Podcast.
This is the Sark Fighter Podcast, living with sarcoidosis and other rare diseases. Here's your host, John Carlin.
Hello, this is episode 110 of the FSR Sark Fighter Podcast. I'm your host, John Carlin, and I do this podcast to help you understand what's going on with you and to help give you a sense of hope as you deal with this unpredictable disease. And today, a big dose of hope from the folks who distribute literally more doses than probably anyone, and that's Walgreens. Here's the deal. Following up on a successful campaign last year when they tried it out, Walgreens in Alabama is once again telling their customers about sarcoidosis through in-store events and brochures, and they are actually asking for donations to fight sarcoidosis at the cash register. Folks, this is huge. I can't tell you how happy I am to hear about this. Sarcoidosis, as we all know, is a rare disease. It's an orphan disease. 200,000 or so people in the United States who have it, and there are a ton of diseases in this space. And every one of them is trying to stick out, saying, hey, help us. Talk about us. Do research on drugs for us. Help us raise money to help our patients. And all of a sudden, here we are, and Walgreens has heard us and is helping. And this is amazing. So we've got a corporate partner like Walgreens. What a legitimizing factor about the organization, FSR. Because I got to tell you, these corporate entities, they don't help every do-gooder that comes along that wants to help out, because they've got to see that there is an organization behind it, so that they're not throwing good money after bad, right? Like if they were to look at XYZ organization and it's what FSR was 20 years ago with people trying to build it from scratch at their kitchen table, you know, they're probably going to pass on that, right? But then you get FSR that is looking like, and not looking like, but is a legitimate organization. It passes the sniff test every way. We're working with researchers. We're working with pharmaceutical companies. And then all of a sudden, you get somebody like Walgreens that comes along, and Walgreens says, yeah, man, that's we think this is an organization that we can help. You know, they could help any number of people. And I'm sure that they're not only helping us, but I'll tell you what, I am sure that there are a lot of organizations that would like to have support from Walgreens that are not getting it and may never get it. So, I'm just so excited to have this and to be able to feature it here on the Sark Fighter podcast. And I don't want to get too far out over my skis here, because you'll be hearing all about it, because today I have an interview with Melissa Farrow of Walgreens, as well as FSR's Chief Development Officer, Angela O'Malley. And together, they're going to talk about how the program works. They'll talk about the impact that it's having and how you might even be able to participate, especially if you live in or near Alabama. So that's coming up. That'll be the main part of the show today. Now, don't forget our friend Royce Robertson, who was on the last episode, is getting ready for another fundraising bike ride on the Erie Canal Trail this summer, riding across New York State, and he's doing what training he can to get ready, as he told us, although I'm pretty sure he got hammered with snow this past weekend. My parents sent pictures from the front yard of the little farm where I grew up in central New York, and my dad has been out plowing snow with the dozer. And even there in central New York, and you know, and for Royce, think Syracuse, and for my folks, you're thinking more Adirondack Mountains. But I'm recording on March 24th. This is late to be getting snow. It's not like it never happens, but man, that's disheartening. You really want winter to be over by that time. And it's over here where I live in Western Virginia, outside Roanoke. And I was out riding my bike today. Let me brag just for a moment here, because this was a big weekend for me, I'm not going to lie. The Associated Press Awards banquet is held every year at the Greenbrier Resort, beautiful, beautiful, historic resort in West Virginia, and it's posh, it's expensive, I will tell you that. They have multiple golf courses on premises, including a championship course that has made the Greenbrier a stop on the PGA Tour. So, this is a legitimate place. And that's where we have the Associated Press Awards. And those awards look at the best journalism that was done within the past 12 months in the states of Virginia and West Virginia. And we all compete for these awards and the judges look at it and they find outstanding work, and I won 4 awards. I've never won 4 awards before. Now, to be completely transparent, I won 1 first place and 3 second place awards. But the one that won first place is one that I've talked about the story that I covered, because I went down to the border between the U.S. and Mexico, because the Virginia National Guard, that's not a local story for me, but the Virginia National Guard was mobilized to go down and help the troops out down there, the Texas authorities. And I'm overgeneralizing here just to kind of broad brush it, because I dove into this very, very deeply. But so anyway, we were down there to cover the Virginia National Guard. That was the local angle. But while we were there, of course, all the migrants are coming across, and we were showing the Virginia Guard helping the Texas authorities do what they do every day. But it was a wonderful opportunity for us and for me to kind of report on a national story because of that somewhat local angle. I mean, it was local in that it was statewide news here in Virginia. And we put together an hour-long documentary about it, and that's what won. And that got first place. And so that's what I worked on the hardest this year, and I was just super excited that got through, and it was just a big, big, big weekend. So now, but the best part of the weekend, and the awards just pale in comparison to this, was earlier today. There's this little diner that serves an amazing breakfast about 5 miles from the Greenbrier. And the Greenbrier has all these 5-star restaurants inside. No, we get in the car and we go to the diner down the road, and I get Papa's breakfast. And it had bacon, it had sausage, it had a stack of pancakes, scrambled eggs, a slice of tomato. It was more food, covered the whole table, and I just love it, right? Oh my God, it was so, so good. And then not far from this little diner is this rail trail, the Greenbrier River Trail, which goes for 75, 80 miles, I want to say. And we were at the very southern end of it. And we took our bikes, my wife and I took our bikes after this big breakfast, and we got on the trail and we rode out about 15 miles and back 15 miles. We were trying to get 30, and it wound up being about 29 because there was a big tree across the trail, and we could have walked over it, but we didn't. So I can't tell you I did 30 miles, but I tell you what, it was pretty close to it. A little bit chilly at the start. It was 44 degrees, but it was sunny. There was no wind. And so we just kind of dressed for it and went out and did it. And what a great, great day. So that huge breakfast, and then we got out and rode the bikes, and all of that's about a 2-hour drive from home. So then we got in the car and came back. And thank you to Mary because she drove and I slept in the car. And I'd like to tell you that I feel terrible about that, but I don't. It was very nice, and I thanked her profusely. So I'm a little bit tired tonight, but I'm just glad to be back out in the fresh air, and glad that I'm not back home in central New York where it's snowing, because here we have flowering trees and green grass, and it's just beautiful. So, hey, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I want to ask you to help me reach more people so FSR can be as effective as possible, and it does help reach more people and grow the show. If you just share it on your social media and just tell one other person in the sarcoidosis space. Okay, thank you for that. Up next, Walgreens and the amazing way the company is helping us all fight sarcoidosis. Just feeding at stumbling. Hi, I hope you're enjoying the Sark Fighter Podcast. You may be wondering, what can I do to help? How can I be a part of the sarcoidosis solution? It's simple. Make a donation to KISS, Kick In to Stop Sarcoidosis. 100% of the money goes to the Foundation for Sarcoidosis Research. Look for a link in the show notes of the Sark Fighter Podcast. Welcome back to the FSR Sark Fighter Podcast. We have a very special edition today. And joining me, first of all, is Angela O'Malley. She's the Director of Development at FSR. And Angela, we've got a special guest today. So first of all, welcome. And tell me more about the special guest today.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to. Today we have with us Melissa Faro. Melissa is a partner from our Walgreens Alabama region, and I'm thrilled to have Melissa share a little bit about the upcoming campaign and a little bit more about how Walgreens has partnered with FSR and what they look to do in the coming campaign.
All right. So, Melissa, welcome to the FSR Sark Fighter Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela, for that great introduction. And John, thanks for having me today. I'm talking to you from Birmingham, Alabama, where I've been for the last 23 years. I'm originally from Nashville, but I moved to Birmingham in 2001 for school here at Samford University, and I just never left. So it's a great place to be. I'm a pharmacist first. So my position with Walgreens is healthcare supervisor, but I've been a pharmacist with Walgreens for 19 years. I've worked in several different roles throughout my career, and I currently support pharmacy operations and clinical expertise for Central Alabama and parts of West Georgia. So, but over the years, I've supported stores all across the Southeast. So happy to be here today.
Well, it's great. And as I just said, having Walgreens support sarcoidosis is just wonderful. And we are so pleased, speaking, on behalf of my regular listeners and as a sarcoidosis patient, we're just tickled to death that a company like Walgreens would want to help out. So that's fantastic. So let me get into this a little bit. Last year, FSR and Walgreens partnered. That was the first time, right? Last year?
Yes.
Okay. And you were raising awareness for sarcoidosis, providing information about the importance of getting vaccinated for those impacted by heart and lung diseases. And then there were 95, if I got this right, 95 Walgreens stores in the Alabama region that participated in the campaign, and stores in the Birmingham area even held celebratory campaign kickoff in-store events, which is amazing. Right. I mean, we're trying to raise awareness, and here's Walgreens doing these in-store events. So then FSR and the FSR Global Sarcoidosis Clinic Alliance member, which is the University of Alabama Birmingham, that's better known as UAB, right, took part in the campaign, and they had an alliance physician named Dr. Joseph Barney, who's a pulmonologist, speak about sarcoidosis. And then FSR and an FSR volunteer leader were then where they were there to share more information about SARC, how it impacts people in the community, encourage community members to speak to their local pharmacists about getting fall vaccinations. And then for 2 weeks in September, back in 2023, Walgreens customers showed their support by donating $1, $5, or $10 at the registers. And in just 2 weeks, you guys raised $7,000. So first of all, that is amazing. Thank you for that. And that's a lot of heavy lifting, isn't it?
Well, it is, but we have great people in our stores that day in and day out do a great job taking care of our patients and our customers. So, you know, they're happy to do it. We do various fundraising campaigns throughout the year for organizations. So this is just part of what we do.
Well, that's amazing. So I've got some more data here that I want to share with the listeners. The campaign had 50,000 plus educational flyers that were shared with people in Alabama to get them to better understand sarcoidosis, the risk factors, and the ways to get more information and support. And I mean, most people have never heard of sarcoidosis. So every time that word is said or distributed or somehow disseminated to people, they're starting to understand that there is this thing called sarcoidosis out there, and that there's a group of people that need support. So 50,000 plus educational flyers is fantastic. And then, so thanks for your support on that. And for people impacted by SARC, a partnership with Walgreens is amazing. So I would like, if you could, to just give us some background on Walgreens' mission and your commitment to helping ensure the health and well-being of customers, but also specifically the health and well-being of sarcoidosis patients. So if you want to talk about that for just a minute, that would be great, because we're just so excited you're doing this.
Absolutely. So yeah, we were approached last fall by FSR to really be their first national, national company partner in terms of raising awareness and doing a little bit of fundraising. And we really just jumped at the chance. It really aligns with our mission at Walgreens to really help people lead more joyful lives through better health. We're in thousands of neighborhoods and touch millions of lives every single day. So reflecting and representing the communities in which we live, we work, it's just really who we are. We aim to create a place where everyone feels seen and heard and valued. And the more I learned about sarcoidosis through this process, it was really eye-opening that we've got a group of patients that really need, you know, our help in vocalizing awareness. So when this first came about, I had heard about sarcoidosis, obviously, through school, but didn't really know a whole lot about it, like so many other diseases, until it personally impacts you or somebody that you know. It's just really not on the radar. So the need to be heard is really one of those most basic human needs, I think. So one of our Walgreens colleagues was recently diagnosed, and she's been chronicling her journey, which is really how we got connected with FSR. As we learned more, it was just really easy to say yes. Hearing stories about patients who often go undiagnosed, or even those that have been diagnosed, and just say things like, I have a lung disease. You know, that really struck a chord. We really wanted to bring awareness and support. And if this helped just one person in doing so, then it was a success.
Well, no doubt about that. And again, having you guys work directly with FSR is amazing. I mean, you know, the $7,000 in 2 weeks is a lot of money. In my mind, again, I'm wearing my public relations hat, just getting the word out there and the word is escaping me, but being associated, you know, when Walgreens thinks something's important, all of a sudden it really is important, you know, the credibility of the message and so forth gets magnified by multiples and multiples. That is just so valuable. And you know, you live in it every day. You're there in the drugstore every day, you're a pharmacist. You know, I don't know if you feel it from the outside looking in the way I feel it, that, wow, well, you know, Walgreens is behind our efforts here. That's just, I just can't say enough about how much that impacts us. So, but you guys did some other stuff. You were spreading the message, and then FSR, whenever you do that, then FSR has the opportunity to grab those links and put it on social media. We put it online on the website, which is widely visited. There were in-store events. So do you think that this partnership between FSR and Walgreens, that more people learned how important it is, number one, to address this disease, but you guys are putting a lot of emphasis on vaccinations. Can you talk about that too?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really amazing when we visited stores during that kind of kickoff campaign. We had Trish from FSR with us, and then we had one of our spotlight patients join us as well. And it was really amazing just how many of our own team members and customers that were just shopping in our store, you know, spoke up and said, this is fantastic. I can't believe Walgreens is supporting this. You know, I have a family member or a friend who lives with sarcoidosis. And, you know, we really don't talk about it because it's something nobody's ever heard of. So that message really, really hit home with us, you know, right out of the gate on day one. You know, and the vaccination piece was key. You know, obviously, that's a big part of what we do at Walgreens. So when we did this partnership in September, it was right on the cusp of flu season, right? So everybody coming in to get their flu vaccinations, really starting to ramp up in September. And so our pharmacists, you know, they were also seeking to make recommendations around other immunizations like RSV and pneumonia. So the timing was just perfect when we think about the necessity for sarcoidosis patients to be fully protected from those vaccine preventable diseases.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the connection between, because I don't want listeners to think there's a vaccine for sarcoidosis, but what you're trying to do is eliminate aggravating factors, right?
Absolutely. When we think about sarcoidosis patients and sarcoidosis primarily being a lung disease, although, you know, we all know it can impact other parts of the body, you know, we really want to make sure that we're doing all we can to protect those patients from things like pneumonia and RSV and flu, you know, try to remove an additional complication from their lives.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. Like that's the last thing you need on top of sarcoidosis is to have something like RSV. It's just I've got grandchildren now, and it seems like they're popping up with RSV all the time. And so that's something that I worry about. I don't have pulmonary sarc, but I mean, I just worry about it, you know, because it's around. So the vaccine is good. So I want to move forward and talk about this year, because Walgreens is going to do it again this year. Last year it was in September, but this year, of course, April is Sarcoidosis Awareness Month. And the theme this year, by the way, is Say Sarcoidosis. So again, just hearing people hear that weird word is so valuable. So what are you going to do in April for Sarcoidosis Awareness Month this year?
Yes. Yeah, so FSR and Walgreens are partnering again, really to share out more information about sarcoidosis to the Alabama region, again, raising funds to support the mission. So we're going to do that register campaign again. We are targeting April, like you said, that Sarcoidosis Awareness Month. So it's just perfect timing. And I'm happy to say that we're going to be fundraising. Last year, we did 95 stores kind of in the northern central Alabama market. And this year, we're looking to expand to roughly all 130 stores in the state of Alabama. Wow. So we're going to include our South Alabama folks as well. And again, that'll be April 15th through 30th. So we're super excited about that. We're also in the middle of one of our biggest immunization campaigns. We call it Connect and Protect, which really just focuses on closing gaps in care for patients around routine immunizations. So, you know, we're out of flu season, but, you know, there's still lots of opportunities for patients as far as immunizations go. So, you know, this April campaign, it's just perfect timing for us to connect with sarcoidosis patients and their families to make sure that their immunization needs are met, help raise additional awareness, for patients and customers that may not otherwise know about sarcoidosis.
Well, that's amazing. So you guys, Walgreens, what are you the biggest chain in the pharmacy chain in the United States? Second biggest? I can't.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay.
So we definitely, you know, a little over 9,000 stores. So,
okay.
You know, it's usually a toss up between us and that other main corner drugstore competitor.
Right. And I of course, we're not going to mention them, but I honestly didn't know. I got tired of counting all the corners. Well, anyway, you guys are the big dogs. There's no doubt about that. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you hope will happen with this partnership between Walgreens and FSR?
Yeah, so we really are just aiming to increase that awareness, provide those educational resources for those that are impacted by this, you know, you said it earlier, rare disease. You know, we're very fortunate here in Alabama. We have a leading research and treatment clinic right here at UAB. You mentioned it earlier with Dr. Barney. And so, you know, as I understand it, that clinic does a fantastic job at bringing together multiple providers under one setting to help manage sarcoidosis patients. So, you know, we talk about, you know, all of the organ systems that can be impacted, and they've kind of got everybody right there in house working together for the better of the patient. But, you know, our outreach at Walgreens really goes beyond everything that we've talked about. We work with various partners to promote and connect patients with various clinical trials for all kinds of research. So we really seek to support community outreach in lots of different ways, whether it's clinical trial partnership, whether it's community immunization events, awareness events, health and wellness events. You know, we really do want to be thought of as more than that corner drugstore. And we really want to be that partner with people in their health and wellness journey.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, when I go into the local Walgreens, it seems like the pharmacists are just busy, busy, busy all the time. Like it's like an ant farm back there. You know, everybody's got their role and everybody's dumping pills and bottles. And so to think that there is an effort that goes beyond just getting the necessary stuff done on a day-to-day basis is really outstanding. I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, we couldn't do it without our amazing team members that are back there every day taking care of hundreds and thousands of patients, you know, in their own store, millions across the country, and we just love what we do.
I want to bring Angela back in just really quickly to this conversation. So Angela, if you could talk a little bit from the FSR side as one of the people whose job it is to find, you know, really strong partnerships for the organization. What does this mean to FSR?
This is huge for FSR, John. As you mentioned, having a national retail chain like Walgreens partner with FSR is huge. We hope that it inspires more individuals to seek to explore different types of relationships and opportunities like this, because this really generated from a conversation that we had and just a couple ideas and brainstorms. And we were like, can we do something here? Is it possible for us to really spread the word? Walgreens' mission and goals are similar to FSR's mission and goals in terms of bettering the patient, as Melissa said, and improving the lives of those impacted by sarcoidosis and other rare diseases. So is there a way that we can kind of align our efforts and maximize the impact? And that's really one of the really special things that we've done through this partnership. And again, hope to inspire other corporations to get involved and be a part of it as well. And again, we're just so grateful for Walgreens to be a leader in this space, to be the first national retail partner that we've had to do this. And we can't thank them enough. And again, it's had just incredible impact on the sarcoidosis patient. Like you said, we know that we've reached more people in Alabama than we could have without this partnership. So we're so grateful for that.
For sure. And so Melissa, I have no idea how this works inside your organization, but are the people, the quote unquote higher ups at Walgreens National aware of what's going on here? And are they saying, maybe this is something that we could expand into, you know, Georgia, Florida, the Southeast, Northeast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I dreaming?
No, you're not dreaming at all. It is certainly a conversation that we are pushing upward, so to speak, for how we can really, you know, take this and really make it super impactful, not just here in Alabama. So yeah, ongoing conversations for sure.
Well, you said you've met Tricia, so who is the she's got a new title, Angela. I can't remember what it is. She is
Chief of Staff and Strategy.
Strategy, yeah. So, and even that is not enough to describe Tricia's energy. But if you've been meeting with Tricia, I know that she probably is hoping that this relationship with Walgreens can be as grand as it can possibly be and as long lasting and so forth. And I really hope that becomes a reality. Not to put you on the spot, Melissa, I'm sorry.
No worries at all. No worries at all. That would be my hope as well.
Great. So is there anything else you want to share today?
Just that we're excited about this upcoming campaign. We hope that, you know, your listeners will help spread the word, especially those that are here local to Alabama, to encourage their friends and their family to stop in our stores again, April 15th through 30th. Stop in our stores and learn more about sarcoidosis. Make a donation if you can. But just support, you know, support your friends, your coworkers, you know, the folks that you know that are living with this. It's really just, how do we support?
Where are they prompted to make that donation? At the checkout?
At the checkout, absolutely, yep.
And so it's one of those, would you like to donate $1 or $5 to support sarcoidosis or the Foundation for Sarcoidosis Research?
That is exactly how it works, yes.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for appearing here on the FSR Sark Fighter podcast.
Thanks for having me today.
Just feeding at stumbling.
So thank you to Melissa Farrow and Walgreens, and of course to Angela O'Malley at FSR, who is always out there working, finding new ways that FSR can fundraise, and whether it's grants or whether it's donations or whatever it is, but trying to keep the money coming in so that we can keep the research going and the patient outreach going. And so thank you so much to both of them. But really, Walgreens recognizing FSR. And, you know, think about this. In April, it's Sarcoidosis Awareness Month, and one of the themes this year is Say Sarcoidosis. Just to get people to hear that word, to know that sarcoidosis exists, Say Sarcoidosis. And Walgreens is screaming it from the mountaintops. And that's just amazingly good news for all of us in the sarcoidosis space. Just think how many more people will know about sarcoidosis and how to say that funny word just because of this campaign. So again, to Walgreens, thank you, thank you, thank you. The official Sark Fighter song is Zombie by Mark Steyer, a fellow Sark Fighter, and his band, the White Hot Lizards. You can hear Mark's story back in episode 12. Remember, the podcast comes out every other Monday. As I'm speaking today, my trusty boxer Dougal is not curled up on the chair in my office, but my new trusty adoptee Shandy is. I think she has kind of kicked Dougal out of his chair. I'm not sure how much he likes that. She's still a puppy, and it seems like when she wants that chair, he gives it up to her. So I am not without a dog as I podcast today. And of course, Shandy and Dougal make my life so much better. Remember, the backstory to the founding of the Foundation for Sarcoidosis Research is episode 11 with Andrea and Redding Wilson. Don't forget to follow me on social media. Also, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Peloton as Sark Fighter. And my cycling blog, Carl and the Cyclist, has a section called Cycling with Sarcoidosis. Also, if you're new here, you want to figure out what Sark is, go back and listen to episode 2 with Dr. Simon Hart, and my story is episode 1. If you have a comment or if you would like to appear on the podcast, just send me an email, carlinagency@gmail.com, and there's a link in the show notes. Until next time, keep fighting.
Learn to suffer, you feel pain someday, learn endurance.
dead man walking, trying to keep up the pace, dead man walking, counting.